Joining me now on the KRDO Newsline is ABC News political analyst Steve Roberts. And Steve, the battle for the Republican Party is underway, and this will be a big week for that future direction of the GOP.
Well, there's no doubt about it. I mean, Liz Cheney was the number three Republican in the House, daughter of former Vice President Dick Cheney, is about to be removed and from her post because for one reason and one reason only. She will not kiss the ring of Donald Trump. She will not accept what she herself describes as the big lie that Donald Trump, in fact, won the election. And her argument is he did not win. It was fair and square. And that he is continuing to lie to the base of the Republican Party. And she won't accept that. But the Republican Party is defined by one word today, and it's Trump, and it's loyalty to Trump. And it's not just Cheney. The Republican Party is intent on purging anybody who strays from party orthodoxy. Look at what happened just a few weeks ago. Mitt Romney, the Republican senator from Utah, was practically booed off the stage at the Republican state convention in Utah. Look at Georgia, where Trump is trying to oust the Republican governor, Brian Kemp, in a primary. He's trying to get people to run against him because Kemp, like Cheney, would not accept, quote, the big lie, unquote, of Donald Trump that he had actually won the election. So it goes well beyond Liz Cheney. The Republican Party seems intent on getting rid of anybody who's not totally loyal to Donald Trump.
Yeah, and how is this really going to affect, you know, the future viability of especially Republican candidates moving ahead with this continued, you know, kind of lockstep with Trumpism? Is this just going to hurt any effort that Republicans have as far as meaningful governance, getting people elected moving ahead?
Well, look, it's not going to affect Republicans in red states. They're going to continue to win elections. It's not going to affect Republicans in safe congressional districts. But the real question going forward, is this a strategy for winning back the White House and winning back a majority in the Congress? And a lot of Republicans think, no, it's not. I looked at the numbers this morning. Donald Trump's favorable rating, if you take all the polls, average them up, is 40%. Now, that does not take a political genius to figure out that 40% is not a winning strategy. Donald Trump never got more than 47% in either of his two elections. He never topped 50% in his favorable ratings. But the danger to the Republican Party goes beyond, are you for or against Donald Trump? Because you got to look at the long-range changing face of America. And right there in Colorado, it's a state that really reflects this very directly. And the voters listening to us know what I'm talking about. In the last election, the electorate was only 67% white. That's an enormous change. Ronald Reagan, when he won the presidency, the electorate was 88% white. But not only that, 71% of non-white voters voted Democratic. And in every election going forward, the percentage of white voters is going to drop and the percentage of non-white voters is going to rise. And this is not guesswork. Those 15-year-old kids in Colorado Springs, those non-white kids, they've already been born and they're going to be voting in the next election. And smart Republicans look at those changing demographics and say, we cannot be a majority party, not only if we tie ourselves to Donald Trump, but more significantly going forward, long after Donald Trump leaves the scene one way or another, going forward, we cannot be the party based on aging white men because America is changing very rapidly. And that, going forward, is an even bigger problem for the Republican Party than are you for or against Trump.
Yeah, and that's something fascinating. Again, you know, another one of the future names of the GOP, at least before everything went down, was Matt Gaetz. Obviously, the ongoing investigation and controversy surrounding him, is that going to maybe be a wake-up call for some of the people, kind of showing that this direction may not be the best way, or is that just going to be a blip in the road?
Doesn't seem to be a wake-up call. If anything, the drive to purge the Republican Party of people who are not fully loyal to Trump is gathering steam. It's getting stronger. I'll give you another example. In Ohio, there's a Republican congressman named Gonzalez, obviously of Hispanic origins. He's a Republican. He voted to one of the 10 who voted to impeach Donald Trump. the Republican Party of Ohio passed a resolution censoring him. I mean, this is a rarity. This is a non-white Republican congressman, and they're censoring him because he's not 100% behind Donald Trump. If you look at, there was a primary election in Texas for a seat that was, the incumbent died in February, so there was an off-year election, and there was one Republican in the primary who voiced criticisms of Donald Trump and a party committed to Trump. He came in ninth in the primary and got 3% of the vote. So what's happening is that, if anything, since the election, it's kind of astounding, but it's true. Since the election, the determination to purge the Republican Party of the Liz Cheneys and the Mitt Romneys and anybody else who was not totally loyal to Donald Trump, that impulse seems to be getting stronger, not weaker.
Exactly. You know, not to mention also the state of Alaska. I spent a lot of time up there, and Lisa Murkowski, definitely a standard bearer for a long time, you know, legacy Republican in that state, also being censored, having a lot of people kind of come in, even President Trump himself looking to find that replacement in that state that's obviously very Republican, that will kind of help keep his mindset moving ahead.
True. I mean, look, she's the daughter of a former governor and senator. And in some ways, when Mitt Romney got booed at that convention, in some ways, those boos were directed at almost the entire modern history of the Republican Party, at the Murkowskis, at the Bushes, at the Cheneys, at the Romneys. If you, I made a quick count here. Between 1980 and 2012, there were 9 presidential elections. So that meant the Republicans nominated 18 people for either president or vice president. 9 of them, half of them, were named Bush, Cheney, or Romney. And in 2 cases, by the way, a Romney or a Bush ran for the nomination and didn't get it. So those boos are really not just about Romney. They're not just about Cheney. They're not just about Bush. They're about the whole, or not just about Murkowski. They're about the whole recent modern history of the Republican Party, which is now defined by one word, and that word is Trump.
Well, it's interesting to see how this will fare out. ABC News political analyst Steve Roberts, thanks so much for joining me here on KRDO's Morning News.
Sure.